Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please stand as Oak Ridge Wildcat Company Naval Junior ROTC program presents our colors, and then we will have the pledge to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated. Whoever the person over on that side was that was saying the pledge, could you come every meeting and lead the pledge for us? You did a great job. Who was that? Wave your hand over there, whoever was in the back. Where are you back there? You did a great job. All right. Next on our agenda, I'd like to introduce Ms. Jen Laurendine, who's going to tell us all about tonight's program.
Yes. Thank you all for allowing us to present. This is one of the best times. As a principal, I know that those who have gone before just love this time for us to be able to showcase our students and our teachers. Our staff does such a great job. Our students do a great job, especially our special areas teachers, our fine arts, our music. So this is just a fantastic way to show what our kids do each day. Thank you, parents, for bringing your kiddos to this event. We know they're going to do great. Mr. Aja Spencer, if you guys want to make your way in, we have two songs. The students got to choose the songs that they were going to sing. This is first grade, and they're going to sing a song called You Are Very Special and Shake, Shake, Shake. And both of those songs include body movements. Also, Mr. Spencer's expertise on the keyboard. So without further ado, here is our first grade from Willowbrook to entertain you this evening. Thanks again for having us.
Wait. Hold on.
Did you guys have a good time? You were very good. Y'all were really good. Let's give them another round of applause. You know there are people watching you all on television right now? Yes, there are. So what I want you to do, yes, you are famous. As you get ready to leave this way, I want you to just look out that way and tell us who, give us your name. Can y'all do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you can. Okay, you're first. Here we go.
Shepherd Mason Peterson.
Great. Okay, just go that way.
Hadley Ray Lucas.
Great.
Erica Robert Lewis.
Very good.
Andrew George Cromwell.
Dresden Robert Coyne.
Andy Hensley.
Taylor Glasper.
Alexa.
Very good.
Gotham McGarry.
Aubrey.
Sonia.
Mia.
You notice the first people had last names. These don't have last names. I don't understand. Last names, too.
Haven Sinkins Rose, like the rose's middle name.
Okay. Well, very good.
Eleanor Mary LaRose.
Let me move right down here.
Bennett.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Very good. Thank you.
Andy Peter Gordo.
Very good.
Skylin Jax Morgan.
Thank you.
Alyssa Mae Ferguson.
That's very good. What's your first name?
Adam Mark.
All right. Very good. Thank you all. And thank you for having him here. We appreciate it. Let's give him a hand as well. Next on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. The first part will be just some of the good news taking place in our schools. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
Thank you. I'm reporting tonight for Oak Ridge High School. On Tuesday, November 7, cadets from Oak Ridge High School NJROTC Wildcat Battalion competed in the Tennessee Valley Junior ROTC League Drill Competition at Farragut High School. Oak Ridge placed fourth for personnel inspection and air rifle, second for color guard, and first in armed drill, unarmed drill, and academics. Overall meet placement, Oak Ridge High School placed first. We have increased our lead over second place Farragut to a 9-point lead overall in the league. Also, ORHS had 238 students volunteer at the Wildcats for Change community-wide trunk or treat event last month. We doubled our student volunteers from last year. In total, 307 students, staff, and ORHS parents helped with this event. And lastly, the ORHS marching band recently concluded another great season that focused around their 2023 show titled Metal. With a journey that began at band camp in July, the 116-member Wildcat marching band put in 198 total hours of group rehearsal time. The band performed at 10 football games and 3 marching competitions where they received straight superior ratings and were 3-time first divisional winners with 1 grand champion award. Congratulations to the students, staff, and community of the Oak Ridge High School Marching Band.
We've got lots of fun things from Willowbrook. First, Willowbrook partnered with Tennessee Tech University professors and students to put on a day of STEM for our students. Tennessee Tech students and staff prepared various lessons for each grade level to experience life as engineers who solve real-world problems. A huge shout-out to the STEM coaches, Dr. Tiffany Collins, Ms. Michelle Chanot, and Christopher Bruce. Each grade level had an activity with a portrait of a graduate theme and technology integration. Kindergarten, what will the weather be using BeBots and practicing the 4 C's? First grade was Earth, Moon, and Sun patterns using Dash robots and practice self-discipline, awareness, and empathy. Second grade was Sheep in a Jeep using Spiros and exploring STEM-related careers. Third grade was Bionic Animal Prosthetic Designs using 3D printers and practicing digital citizenship with technology tools. Fourth grade was Environmental Ocean Cleanup, Oil Spills and Recycling using the Dash robots and preparing students for college career and life success. Also, Willowbrook hosted author Raoul III to campus earlier this month. His books have won multiple awards for illustration and story, and he tells his stories in both English and Spanish. A great time was had by all students. Willowbrook also hosted their annual Veterans Day breakfast on the 10th of November. They had over 40 veterans join them for breakfast to salute their service. Willowbrook hosted their annual Thanksgiving Day family luncheon in partnership with food service provider SFE. We had over 250 loved ones join their children for lunch. That's awesome. It was a wonderful day of family and fellowship. And Willowbrook administration began meeting with the second, third, and fourth grade parents regarding the third grade retention law. Over 30 meetings have occurred thus far to ensure our parents understand the law and how they can partner with our staff to ensure student success. So that's a lot of fun stuff at Willowbrook.
Thank you. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertsville Middle School. The RMS CDC Bridge Classroom is offering coffee delivery for staff on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during first period. The RMS Daily Drip provides a wonderful opportunity for Bridge students to learn work-based learning skills while providing staff with an all-important main line of caffeine. Students enjoy working with their classmates to improve their adaptive skills in a secure, comfortable environment while preparing and delivering the orders. The CDC classroom teacher and sponsor for the RMS Daily Drip is Mrs. Elisa Jenkins. Sorry. Maybe when we visit, we can get coffee. Okay, also good news from Jefferson. Congratulations to the following students for having their artwork selected to be included in the 18th annual East Tennessee Regional Student Art Exhibition. Founded by Oak Ridge art teacher Jim Dodson, who, by the way, is here in our audience tonight, in cooperation with the Knoxville Museum of Art, the exhibit will run from November 24th through January 7th. The following students will have their artwork displayed with some winning major awards, including Ellie Linthicum, Hayden Nelson, Heidi Mohammed, Ruby Melton, and Tucker Campbell. Macy Ball was awarded honorable mention in the eighth grade, while Polina Maltseva was awarded honorable mention in the sixth grade. Kate Pickle was named middle school best of show. Way to go. And that's just some of the good news from our middle schools.
Ms. Eagle.
From Woodland Elementary, the second graders performed Woodland Salutes Our Veterans, honoring all who served on November 11th. The musical tribute honored veterans and friends of the Woodland family in the matinee and evening concerts. Students met the award-winning author and illustrator, Raoul III, best known for his Vamos picture books and Stunt Boy graphic novels. During his visit, he shared stories about growing up on the Mexican border and how he drew inspiration from the world around him. He seamlessly integrates Spanish words and phrases, giving our Spanish speakers the opportunity to share their knowledge of a language with pride and joy. He spoke about the art of illustrating and storytelling and encouraged students to keep on reading. And that is good news from Woodland.
The last one came in just a little late, but after looking at it, I felt like it was certainly worth including in the good news. Over the past month, our Navy Junior ROTC has achieved the following. Cyber Patriots achieved gold tier in state competition. Junior ROTC leadership and academic bowl team qualified for national level 2 competition. Our drill team took first place in the drill competition at Farragut High School, our second consecutive win. Cadet Commanding Officer Berkeley Arms participated in a joint services color guard for the UT versus Vanderbilt football game. She represented the United States Navy and Oak Ridge High School extremely well. Our academic team took second place overall. Cadets have performed over 175 hours of community service in November, volunteering at the CMOR annual gala, Elks, Moose, Eagles, and AMVETS veterans events. Our academic team participated in 2 academic postal exams hosted by Navy Junior ROTC programs in South Carolina and Florida, performed color guard for Oak Ridge High School, RMS, and JMS basketball games, participated in the second annual Anderson County Junior ROTC Appreciation Event, and marched in the Knoxville and Anderson County Veterans Day parades. As Chief says, other than that, it's been a very slow month. And that's what we like to hear. That's a lot of good news, but just some of the good things that are taking place in our schools. Next, Dr. Borchers, will go to you for a report from ESG.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll ask Russ to come forward. I know Pete's back there as well, but Russ is no stranger to us from Energy Systems Group. We've done $12 million plus in improvements in the district through energy savings, and Russ, along working with Mr. Thacker, we've just had a great relationship, and I think we're going to recap Phase 2 tonight, Russ.
We are. Thank you for the invitation to come and share good news. This really is a good news presentation. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Enough time has passed. We started this project in the midst, really, of the onset of COVID. So it was a less than perfect time to get equipment and get labor and everything else that went on. But we've been closed out a while, but we appreciate the opportunity to really celebrate this a little bit. I'm not going to read all this to you, but I want to basically share that a lot of work got done. A lot of this was behind-the-scenes work, things that you wouldn't necessarily know unless you were in the mechanical rooms or you were part of Alan Thacker's team. But a lot of it does relate to efficiency. It relates to equipment that's past useful life that was a liability on the district. Some of it related to how reliable the schools can be in terms of knowing you're going to have comfortable buildings to operate. But as you said, Dr. Borchers, this is a part of other work we've accomplished, but it was approximately $7.4 million of improvements. That's a big deal. And the real footnote to that is this was funded from $1.5 million of ESSER dollars from the federal government, very appreciated. But the balance is coming from reduced energy costs. And there were also other reduced costs in terms of maintenance expenses and whatnot. But really, energy alone carried this. And you guys were able to work with the city and finance this at a time when there was much more competitive interest rates. So with that overview, I'm going to go through just a few of the highlights. One of the first things we did and got done very quickly was to improve your air quality, and this technology has just caught fire across the country. So you were ahead of the game, but this does more to improve air quality and fight issues. So you're really ready for the day-to-day type things and whatever comes next. A lot of priority one HVAC replacements got accomplished, and And I'm sure Alan's talked to you about priority one, but these are the most pressing things that have real impact on the comfort and the efficiency and the reliability of your building. So a lot of the priority one items got done. At Oak Ridge High School, I'll just highlight one of the things we really took a large part of the high school's heart, we'll call it, and improved that heart. There was a real lack of redundancy, and some of those things were creating efficiency issues. So that got solved. This is more interesting than that diagram. This is how the mechanical room looked, and this is what it looks like afterwards. There were piping modifications made. So a lot of things that were a challenge to operate in a redundant mode and have fail-safes are now in place. And if the geothermal field's contributing real well, that's great. And if not, you've got a boiler now to back it up and more cooling tower capacity. We did a lot of upgrades on the roof. And again, things people aren't going to see. But in terms of the comfort and efficiency and air quality, very important things. The lighting was updated in the high school in Willowbrook. It had already been done in the other schools. We addressed a variety of problems and added a lot of technology. So again, things that you're not necessarily going to notice. This is one thing you might have noticed. So the architectural design of the cafeteria was beautiful and still is beautiful, but the lighting really didn't do much to light the space, especially if people are making use of it during the day. So we added a different lighting technology. We cut the wattage by, I want to say, 80%. But as you can see, if I go back here, maybe it'll let me go back. That's okay. But it's a much brighter place. So if you have full sunlight, it's almost glary. Now you've got good quality light. A lot of behind-the-scenes technology on the control side. And I'll pass on by that. Windows is probably the star of the show. So, and I'm going to apologize. We're not going to talk a lot about Jefferson's windows. Those are important, but Robertsville was the much more visible, much bigger project. So a lot of different issues were being addressed. This wasn't just a cosmetic thing. This was issues with the concrete, issues with real comfort control capabilities. The mini blinds really weren't very attractive, and normally in a given classroom, they remain closed. So the addition area did not match the other, and the windows themselves had some real failures, what we call a cowl wall system. So these are the before and after shots, and a lot of people obviously have talked about this, and people I run into that have some connection in the past to Oak Ridge Schools say, my gosh, what happened to Robertsville? So and who remembers, we did some renderings of this before we started into this work. I think they came out pretty close. Some of the things are a little different, but I need to give credit to Alan Thacker. This design is largely what Alan pictured and some of the color schemes, but I think it does a tremendous job of tying to the other. And in this picture, you can see the original, the addition area, and when we've accomplished this upgrade, it really tied the whole school together. That's the view from Illinois Avenue. That's kind of the shot a lot of people get in terms of their impression of the school. And now it's just a much more professional looking. We made a lot of real functional improvements to the kitchen area, the loading dock. So it just works better and obviously looks better. You know, your welcome to the school is much nicer. And this is as important as anything. This is the learning environment. And again, a lot of times the mini blinds were down. It just was not as conducive to managing the amount of light coming in. So we've got a manageable amount of light. We've got roller shades. And it's quiet now. It's so much more efficient. It's crazy how well that school does. It's one of the more efficient buildings in the state. A lot of work went in from I want to make sure this really has been a partnership. The facilities group does a lot of different things, and I know in light of time, but the amount of things in that picture that the facilities group contributed, whether it be painting, flooring, a lot of the things that complete a project have been your group. So savings-wise, we've done exceptionally well. This comes back again to it is a partnership, and the facilities group's done a phenomenal job of taking the technology and making the most of it. So we don't have a guarantee anymore. The decision of the city didn't need to have a guarantee, and so by nature we're not tracking. So these results are a little bit dated. This report was March. We were way ahead of our guarantee, and normally that just gets better as you get more used to the technology. So lots of benefits, I'll just leave you with this. To me, you've really addressed stewardship of having equipment that's going to work, having learning environments that are correct, and just being good stewards of money. You've paid for all this work with dollars that were already in your budget, basically. So that's a huge win, and it would be good news, is that fair to say? So thank you for the partnership. We greatly appreciate it. You may hear more from us. We've done some additional work. There's maybe a little more we could do for you.
Question, Dr. Borchers, other?
Just to have a wonderful partnership with Russ and ESG, and we appreciate all the years that he's given to us. And we are talking about a possible third, and we'll just see what happens we'll see with it. That discussion.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and Peter Tebbe will do even better taking care of you. So.
Well, I was going to say we have learned, as we've talked about, that allegedly on March you will be retiring from ESG, and Pete will be following in your footsteps. We value what ESG has done. As you just pointed out, has made a tremendous difference across the district. We look forward to moving on in other areas with ESG, and particularly your friendship. We appreciate it.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. At that time, if you would please raise your hand to be recognized, if you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Once you do that, the clock you'll see behind me will start, and that will indicate your 3 minutes that will begin running at that time. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board tonight? Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Martin McBride, 954 West Outer Drive. I would like to talk to the board about an opportunity we're going to have in the new year to develop a brand new funding stream for the schools, a federal funding stream that'd be similar to what the Los Alamos County schools have currently in New Mexico. They've had a funding stream from the Department of Energy of about $8 million a year for the last 2 decades. I've proposed that we go to DOE for something very similar, something a little bit more, that will turn around about $250 million into this school system over the next 25 years. We have not yet asked for that, but I think the opportunity is right here in front of us. Now, I'd like to make a couple quick points about it. Number one, we need to speak together with the school systems in Anderson and Roane County. We need to speak with one voice because the school systems throughout the two counties need to get support from the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy needs to make investments here. for the benefit of its own missions. I'm a retired DOE manager. I managed programs in the DOE science, defense, and cleanup programs over my career, and I can tell you this is really good news for the Department of Energy. So first point, we need to speak with one voice. Second point, the stakes are very high for both of us, both the local communities and for DOE, because DOE recently made a decision to install a permanent nuclear waste storage area here in the city, which will tend to be an economic drain on the communities because people don't want to live next to it. We can turn that around into an economic plus by putting attractive features into our system and into the counties that will, in fact, balance that whole thing. And like I said, this is to DOE's advantage also. Where this stands right now, the ball is in our court, the City of Oak Ridge, the City Council. They need to sit down and negotiate with DOE, and that can be done in the new year, and I think we ought to push it. Because this is the time, because of this waste storage area, we have the leverage. They want our approval for that waste storage area. And like I said, this is to everybody's advantage. This is a real win-win. Think about it, $250 million just into this school system over the next quarter century. Thank you.
Thank you. And we appreciate the support that you give to the Oak Ridge Schools. Thank you for that.
Public education opened many, many opportunities in my life. It has a special part in my heart. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda is approved. Move next to items for action. First one is FY24 budget transfer number one and budget amendment number one. This is a second reading on these items. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 budget transfer number one and budget amendment number one.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borges.
As you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, this is a second reading, and primarily this is to establish a budget for the Innovative Schools Model Grant carryover budget, and then federal programs to establish ESSER III grant carryover budget and the needed funds for IDAB grant budget.
And again, this is a second reading. Are there any comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, FY23 LEA compliance report. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY23 LEA compliance report.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
This annual compliance report is one mechanism the Tennessee Department of Education uses to ensure education laws and rules are faithfully executed. Oak Ridge Schools is in compliance with all federal and state education laws and state Board of Education rules.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY24 TESA accountability report. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 TESA accountability report.
Refer the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is a new annual report and is also a mechanism the Tennessee Department of Education uses to ensure accountability with the new TESA funding formula.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY24 Comparability Report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Comparability Report.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, demonstrating comparability is a prerequisite for receiving Title I Part A funds. The basic premise of comparability is to ensure that the LEA can demonstrate that state and local funds used to provide services in Title I Part A schools are at least comparable to the services in non-Title I schools. Because Title I Part A allocations are made annually, comparability is an annual requirement.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, several items deal with board policies. And there's board policies will have both their first and second reading. First is item E, board policy 1.105, school board legislative involvement. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 1.105, school board legislative involvement.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Now, this is fairly straightforward. We've updated our policy to reflect a change in the title of the individual charged with keeping the board informed of legislative changes. The title was previously legislative representative. For clarity, TSBA has revised this to legislative liaison, and we have updated the policy accordingly.
Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
Well, just one question that we shall develop an annual legislative program. When does this need to occur?
Seeing that there is no timeline in this policy, and this is something I have under legislative topic for tomorrow.
Okay.
That we're going to discuss that. But in answer to your question, I think primarily this will follow along with the guidelines of the legislative agenda, which was adopted at TSBA Delegate Assembly. But that's on our agenda to talk about tomorrow. Good question. Anyone else? Hearing no one else, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F, Board Policy 1.701, School District Planning. The first and second reading, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.710, School District Planning.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As part of the legislation enacting the state's new funding formula, districts are required to submit TESA accountability reports. TSBA recommends placing language about this requirement in policy to clarify that the board approves these reports. Policy 1.701 has been updated to reflect that these reports should align with the board's district improvement plan.
Comments or questions? And that is the report that we just...
Correct.
Well, we didn't complete it, but was completed and we voted on it.
That's correct.
Hearing no other questions, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, Board Policy 2.601, Fundraising Activities. First and second reading, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 2.601, Fundraising Activities.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Additional information on record keeping and tracking fundraisers has been added to this policy based on updated guidance from the comptroller's office.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, Board Policy 2.8051, Debit Cards, Credit Cards, and Credit Lines. A first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 2.8051, Debit Cards, Credit Cards, and Credit Lines.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
We've updated this policy with additional provisions on the authorized use of debit cards, and credit lines. This aligns with best practices outlined in the guidance from the comptroller's office.
Comments or questions? Ms. Van Dyke, I would assume, sorry. This is probably an item that is closely monitored when we get audited.
It is, yes. They look at anything that's purchased with a credit card, they go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Other comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item I, Board Policy 2.805, no, sorry, that's the one we just did. Item I, Board Policy 4.603, Promotion and Retention, a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.603, Promotion and Retention.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
A recent change to state law created another pathway for third grade students to be promoted to fourth grade. If a student scores within the 50th percentile in the most recently administered state-provided benchmark assessment, the student may be promoted to fourth grade so long as they also receive tutoring services for that year. This statutory change also requires the State Board of Education to develop rules on an appeals process. We're waiting for further information on this aspect and may update the policy further pending State Board action.
Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
I have a question on this mandatory tutoring. When does it occur, and is it solely paid for by the school system, or do parents hire tutors, or is it during the day or after school? How does that work?
I'll ask Dr. Williams to answer that.
We receive a grant from Tennessee Department of Education called AllCorps, and that's what supports our tutoring programs. Largely, all components of our tutoring programs are paid for through that AllCorps grant. And then our schools have set up their individual programs to best meet their needs. Most have programming happening after school. A few locations also have tutoring happening in the mornings.
Who knows what the result will be, but it is my understanding that we can probably expect this policy to be revisited and potentially revised in this coming legislative session. And thereafter in every legislative session, probably that's true. So for the time being, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item J, is the purchase of a fleet service truck. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a fleet service truck in the amount of $61,975.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded By Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers?
This purchase will serve as a scheduled replacement for a fleet vehicle that has reached or exceeded its service life. The project was bid in accordance with state guidelines, with two vendors submitting bids ranging from a high bid of $79,390 to a low bid of $61,975.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, purchase and installation of intercom system at Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase and installation of an intercom system at ORHS in the amount of $89,000.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
The reason for this recommendation is that the current system is no longer supported by the manufacturer, and replacement parts are either no longer available or in short supply. The new system is compatible with our most recent intercom upgrades, and the server will operate as a redundancy for the new system installed at JMS.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item L, locker replacement at Robertsville Middle School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the locker replacement at Robertsville Middle School in the amount of $122,170.15.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
It's probably no surprise, but the current lockers are original to the building and are in serious disrepair due to lack of replacement parts. The replacement lockers will be installed over spring break, providing the manufacturer is able to deliver within that time frame. If not, the installation will be moved to summer break. The lockers will be heavy-duty, double-stacked with integrated combination locks and will occupy one side of the hallway, providing 846 locker openings. Installation includes a measured amount of ADA openings and trim. Maintenance will remove the remaining lockers and do final finish work to close the open space.
Comments or questions? I can say one thing. We certainly make good use of the things that we have and take good care of them. And we use things till they run out of making parts for them.
That's true. It's a theme.
Alan, thank you for your help in making that happen. And would say it's about time for new lockers at Robertsville. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M, purchase of new website and hosting platform. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a new website and hosting platform called Final Site based on review committee evaluation.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Pretty excited about this and the next item. In regard to communication, we wanted to upgrade our webpage for a couple of years now. This decision was made based on the vendor's ability to meet the needs of the district as identified by the communication specialists and the members of the committee and scored using the standardized rubric. So I think we really have a good product in our new website.
Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
That's a good question. Dr. Williams or Molly, you want to answer that?
We're hopeful it'll probably launch over the summer, do a soft launch, and then be up and running for the next school year.
Thank you. Hearing no other questions, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item N, purchase of classroom and parent communication platform. Dr. Bork?
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the purchase of a new classroom and parent communication platform called Parent Square based on the review committee evaluation.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Bork?
I might ask Ms. Gallagher-Smith, you want to come up and just tell us a little bit about Parent Square and what that's going to do for us?
So Parent Square is a app or communication platform that allows teachers, administrators to communicate directly with parents. It's a single app, so it will be, if you have children in multiple buildings, you'll just use the one app and be able to kind of toggle between your students in order to manage all the different communication. You know, it can exchange documents. There's actually a secure document delivery platform in there. It's a really robust platform. You can also manage different forms, so different permission slips, trying to digitize some of that, that we've run into some challenges since I've been here in that. So there's really, you can integrate school lunch menus. It was all evaluated by the same committee that looked at the website platform as well, as kind of trying to streamline and modernize our communication for the district.
Any questions?
So does this, thank you, sorry, does this replace Skyward or is this just for communication?
So this is just for communication. Skyward will remain our student information system, I believe that's what SIS stands for. Mm-hmm. But this will integrate with Skyward. So they're actually a preferred vendor of Skyward, which, according to the IT folks, goes a long way in terms of the integration and making sure that there are seamless integrations moving forward. So you'll be able to drill down for communications groups based on grade level or building, even as much as participation. So sports teams could have their own kind of communication channels in the app as well. They'll automatically be enrolled in those groups based on what's in Skyward.
Thank you.
Ms. McClain.
Sorry, is there a calendar application in this also?
There is, yes. And we'll be able to build, I mean, I don't want to get all my tricks out of my hat here, but the idea is that we'll be able to build calendars for each individual campus, each individual activity, and then integrate them. And then in the app, parents will be able to have only the calendars that apply to their students. And then using those same iCal feeds, they will feed the website.
Thank you. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item O, Oak Ridge Schools Education Foundation donation of a Haas High Performance Meal. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the donation from the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation of a Haas VM3 High Performance CNC 3-axis mill for mold making, tool and die work, and other high precision projects.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
As you can see from the attachment there, this machine does some pretty amazing things. Mr. Hawkins probably wants to describe exactly in detail how this machine works. I'm just kidding, Mr. Hawkins. But as you can see there, the machine will be used in part to create statues for the Giants of Oak Ridge Community Project, as well as future projects requiring its generous build capacity. So pretty amazing machine, I understand. Very thankful that the Oak Ridge Foundation is providing this to us. So just a great gift from them.
Comments or questions? I know Dr. Buckner would like to have this yesterday.
I'm sure he would, yes.
Ms. Agle.
Mr. Agle is also very excited about it.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Well, we know it's that beginning to be, people think it's beginning to look a lot like the holiday season. It's beginning to look a lot like budget time. When we have this next item, the FY25 proposed budget timeline. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 proposed budget timeline.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borton.
And the board has the timeline, very similar to timelines that we've had in the past. Again, we can't control some of the things that the city may choose to change their meeting dates or things, but at this point, this is our projected timeline at this point.
Comments or questions? The board's hope is that this will run as smooth as it has over the last several years.
That is our hope as well.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the addition of a 1.0 FTE ESL teaching assistant. Dr. Borton.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the addition of a 1.0 FTE ESL teaching assistant. That'd be 0.75 at Woodland and 0.25 at Willowbrook due to the increased enrollment of English learners.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borton.
As you can see there, the position will be funded with the FY24 teacher contingency funds, and then you can see a breakdown of enrollment with Willowbrook and Woodland based on the need for this position.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, Robertsville Middle School Step Club. Dr. Borger.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Robertsville Middle School Step Club.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borger.
If approved, the Step Club will be open to all Robertsville Middle School students with after-school practice held one day per week. Once this club is established, the members would like to hold tryouts to build a step team. The step team would participate in activities such as the RMS Talent Show and hopefully join with the other teams to compete in local competition. And I was thinking, I didn't clear this with Mr. Corrigan, if you needed more detail, perhaps you could give us an example of what that step
team. I step think that's really a good idea.
If there wasn't enough detail.
I'm taking that as a possible no. But we'll give you time to. We don't meet again until January, so that'll give you time to work on.
If it's necessary to get past, whatever's necessary.
Any comments or questions, Ms. McLean?
Maybe they could come and perform for us.
Absolutely.
That would be fun.
You know, as we go through our agenda and we have approved a lot of different activities and clubs, and we visit the schools. And we see all the extra things that are going on in the buildings. It's almost hard for somebody not to find something that they can be involved in working with others. And just a lot of great things going on in all our buildings beyond what goes on in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. That's very true, and thankful we have staff willing to
yes,
be with these groups.
That wouldn't happen if there weren't staff members to make that happen. So please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to items for information, we get next to enrollment and attendance. And Dr. Hartman and Ms. Eagle, if you'll make your way to the podium, you will be involved in our presentations. Mr. Lake.
Thank you, sir. If my memory serves me correctly, I think we have two schools that just keep battling back and forth on who has the best student attendance. So I would like to congratulate Linden Elementary for having the best student attendance during the third attendance reporting period. Please collect your trophy. And this is really good because Mrs. Jenkins does not enjoy being second place. Okay, so, but Woodland earns an honorable mention with a close second place. And once again, those two schools keep battling. Okay. Then for our staff attendance, this is starting to be the norm. Oh, by the way, I want to go back. Woodland and Linden, they're setting the standard for student attendance. So once again, I challenge the rest of you. Let's see if we can't move that trophy around just a little bit. Staff attendance, congratulations to Oak Ridge High School for earning the best staff attendance during the third attendance reporting period. Mr. Hawkins. And Jefferson Middle School earns an honorable mention with a strong second place finish. And if we look at overall enrollment, we have increased 210 students when you look at how we ended the 2022-23 school year. So we're doing well there. Our attendance is tracking well. I'm pleased with it. I mean, we had, I think, six of our schools were actually below 5%. And if you look at the graphs, we're doing well in comparison. I think the fourth reporting period will be a good indication of where we're at, because if you look at that this past school year, it was a bad reporting period for us. We've got some schools that had very high absenteeism. I don't remember if it was the flu or if it was COVID or all the above. But anyway, I'm already interested to see what next month looks like, but our schools are really doing a great job. And it goes back to there's a lot of work taking place behind the scenes to support parents in getting their children to school. And once again, our staff's doing a great job as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Next is the financial report. Ms. Van Dyke, any comments you would like to make?
No, sir.
Very well, thank you. Next is the Head Start Preschool Community Assessment Update. Are you going to do that? Or are we just going to take this as information?
It's just information, but if you have questions, Ms. Downer's here.
Okay, any questions? Okay, we'll move next for items for discussion. Under that is the board self-evaluation. The board has completed its self-evaluation document. It has been shared with all board members. It has been shared with the superintendent. At our work session, we'll be going into a little more depth, talking about some pluses and minuses on that document that we'll be taking a look at for the coming year. But that has been completed. I know of no old business or new business. Communications, the board will visit Willowbrook on December the 6th at 7:45, I believe is the time. Our next board meeting will not be until January the 8th, as we'll have two board meetings in the month of January. Would remind board members, you should have received an email from the state regarding a W-9 form. I did get a call, not from somebody on this board, but from another board wanting to know if that was a scam. It is not. So please make sure you get that filled out and get that back in. If you want to receive any compensation for any of the activities that you attend.
Who do we contact if we did not receive that?
No one did for the summer.
No, this you mean the W-9 form.
The W-9 form I did not receive.
I'm sure you can do that. Remind me to give it to you before you go. The board also, along with Mr. Lay and Dr. Borchers, attended the Tennessee School Board Association Leadership Conference and Convention over last week. It was a good turnout, had a lot of people there. I always say one of the best parts of that is talking with other board members and learning from them, because I always come back and say without any hesitation, we do it the right way here in Oak Ridge. But interesting speakers, some good clinics, it was a worthwhile time. At this point in time, I would like to ask the board to join me at the podium. And as some of you may know, Ms. Lammerhurt will be leaving us on December the 15th. See, we're not going to let you get away. So we need you to come up here, too. I know you don't like this, but she's not actually, you know, I don't use the word retiring. I use the word redirecting. She's going to be redirecting to more ship cruises, more travel, just more being lazy. Not that she's lazy now, but just doing all those kinds of fun things. So I want to take just a moment of asking each board member to come up with a little something they'd like to say. One of the opportunities I have as I go to other school board meetings, often go to present to them their Board of Distinction. And I always start my presentation with a recognition of the person that serves as that school board's secretary. Because I will tell you, without what Lynn does for us, we would not function. We probably wouldn't get to the places on time, not that we always do. We wouldn't have our calendar up to date. We wouldn't get the information as we should. So the most important person to the success of a board is the board secretary.
Everyone has lots of nice things to say. Since I started on the board, Lynn has been gone above and beyond to be helpful. You have not cared that I have answered your emails in bulk at early morning hours or really, really late hours. You've never shamed me for sending them in late, and you have kept me from sleeping in my car at different events because you keep us so organized. So we thank you. It's a hard job. We're adults, and you've gone above and beyond, and you're amazing, and I hope you enjoy your redirection.
Lynn, I just want to say, as the newest person on the board, onboarding was such a pleasure with your handling of everything. I've never needed anything that I didn't already have from you, and if I did need something, a quick call solves my problem. And when my computer malfunctions, you know, a little frightening for a new board member, but you eased me right through that, and I appreciate your support, and we're going to miss you terribly.
I don't know how we're going to deal with without having you and your crystal ball, because you always let us know, okay, this is coming 6 months ahead of time or 4 months ahead of time, and it's been great, and we're gonna miss you.
In addition to everything that everyone else said, you take care of the things that we forget to do. You are generous with our own peculiar preferences, like I will not fly through O'Hare, and you send me through Dallas. It's fine. But so many things that are behind the scenes, and we get done only because you send it to us and remind us and make sure that we have all the phone numbers and the calendars and what's going on when and when we need to be there. I hope you'll come back in August for cherry cobbler.
So there is no way possible that we could do something for you. I probably shouldn't say this because she might come up with something. Do something for you that would really tell you how much we appreciate. But we do have a little token of our appreciation for you. So this is not goodbye, it's just thank you. And so help me, if you would, thanking her for her many years of service. So Melissa. So as this will be our last meeting this year, we'll be back, as you heard me say, in January. I'd like to leave everybody with something that was presented to us at our convention. And it's using the word board, like Board of Education, but I think what it says, it can apply to every one of us in the way that we live our lives. And this was, one of our speakers was Halloran Hilton Hill, and this is one of the things that he talked about, using the word, the letters from the word board. B, believe. O, be optimistic. Find the opportunities in the obstacles. A, keep a positive attitude. R, be responsive, be responsible, and be resourceful. D, do something that makes a difference. We wish all of you happy holidays. If you need our addresses to deliver gifts, we'll get those to you. But we hope you have a safe, enjoyable holiday. Hope the big guy comes to see you with lots of gifts. Enjoy your family time. And we will see you, some of you before January, but we'll see all of you back in the new year. Have a happy new year as well, and we stand adjourned.